Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Chris, Harpy, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Howdy, Lisa.
It makes me giggle. So expected, Sharpie.
I'm reliable.
All right, we're going to do a little bit of news on today's show. And we will start off. Lauren, you've got some news about the Magic Kingdom.
I do. So the East and West side, I guess you can call it, hubs, opened up recently with in the Magic Kingdom. So you actually, on the left and right side of the hub, it's basically, it's kind of like a garden area with benches. At night, it turns into a fast pass area for wishes. And they actually have the fast pass. What's the check thing? I don't even know what it's called.
Where
you scan your band, the little Mickey head. They have that at the entrance to the each side of the hub.
Oh, so it's all both of those new areas are fast pass
they
only.
They can rope them up for wishes, but during the day, they're open and it's like a park-like setting almost. From the pictures I saw, it looks absolutely beautiful. I think it really opens it up.
Yeah, it has like AstroTurf inside it.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like a royal garden with all the topiary type plants and the little statuettes.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. They put a fountain in.
Yeah.
They moved all the little statues that were in the middle where the partner statue was. And they moved all those little statues kind of throughout. It looks like they did a really good job on it. It looks really pretty.
Yeah, it should be cool.
It really opened the area up, I think.
I agree.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because I like that it kind of had that kind of town square-ish feel to it. But
yeah, but I think now it does because it kind of, at the end, it almost looks like now you have a park.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it looks, what I saw in the pictures, it looks really pretty.
Yeah, it does.
It looks beautiful. Because there's a fountain on either side, and because I think the fountain is like inside the viewing area.
Yes.
And if that's like the normal, like modern turf that they're putting on athletic fields, it's probably even like cushioned. So that would be great for watching wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's making me want to try a fast pass for wishes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, which are going to be hard to come by, I bet.
Yeah. Well, and now you have so much more area for it. It's going to open up.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
The amount of people that can actually book those fast passes, which is nice.
And then I got to figure that they'll do eventually, now that they're getting all this space in there, that they'll do a new nighttime show, kind of like a Disneyland Paris type thing with the castle and the fireworks and maybe some water effects or something.
Yeah.
And that would be nice because they'll have a lot more viewing area.
The partner statue is still closed up. Like that section of it, that hasn't opened yet, but I would imagine that's going to open soon. It's ruining people's picture, so they kind of have to open it up soon.
It's like a giant like plywood green box.
In the middle of the picture of the castle. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
That will be good. I have a very brief and quick story. The Sorcerer's Hat is down.
Over at Hollywood Studios, the Sorcerer's Hat is finally gone.
You can do your happy dance.
Yay.
I don't like the view.
I love the view.
I don't like the view. It makes me sad.
Hat.
I miss the
Hats
hat.
Hats off, Mickey.
Missed the hat. The hat was kind of nice.
Ears to you.
It gives that whole street the original thing that was imagined with the Chinese theater at the end. And now they're working on the Chinese theater, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, they really need to, because it looked kind of dingy when I saw it like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Once the hat was down, you're like, oh yeah, it needs a little painting. So,
yeah, the hat kind of covered that.
Yeah, it really did. Yep. So
never seen
I don't it. Know. I think that building, it doesn't look quite as stately as I thought it would without the hat there. I don't know. We'll have to see.
It's
I
not agree. Nearly as big.
No,
as what
that's
it
what.
Seems.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, and I think once the hat came down, the hat was so huge that
Yes.
I think it kind of took away from it. And now that you're just seeing the theater, it's like, well, that's kind of boring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never used to go to Hollywood Studios, so I never saw it without the hat. So I have no real frame of reference, but I didn't have anything against it. I kind of liked it.
Well, it's what you knew.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
That park has so many, I have major issues with that park. I think that park is a park that it doesn't work. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and even just visually, I think, I don't know, the buildings are just kind of off for me. They're not like at a California Adventure where they seem more real and impressive, I guess.
Yeah, Force and you also there, you kind of move from area to area.
Yeah.
And you see the other areas.
Well, I think the forced perspective at Hollywood Studios doesn't work as well there. And especially, and I hate to compare it to Universal, but when you walk into Universal and you have, it's, I don't know. I don't know how to say it. I think that it's done better there as far as the sort of older looking buildings and everything. I don't know. It's just not working for me.
If you ever take the time, especially at night, to walk down the street at Hollywood Studios,
yeah,
like the attention to detail that they put into the Art Deco designs.
Yeah, it's real pretty.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like it's beautiful. It's very period. But I believe you are correct. I think the scale is like if they had gone maybe 3 to 4 feet higher with the buildings,
yeah,
the scale would have been much more realistic.
And they had the space, so it seems unfortunate that they didn't do it. And I will say though, it's my favorite park at Christmas. I just love those retro lights. So
they're really cool.
Yeah,
I love the street there.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
So we got off topic already.
Yeah, so that never happens.
Well, yeah. Wow. So hopefully now that the hat's gone, bigger and better things will be happening over at Hollywood Studios.
I think they've got a lot that's going to be coming up over there.
Mm-hmm.
Big changes, yeah. I think.
Yeah, but they still haven't made the announcement. They were supposed to make the announcement in January.
I was asking someone who's working over there right now, and she was like, yeah, you know, we haven't heard anything official either. So,
what's the next next news story, Lisa?
Yeah, I think maybe we can move on. Sharpie. Take us to
Avatar Land.
I know. So
that's all you got to say, huh?
Yes.
That's quite a
news story, right?
More, exactly. That's all you need to know. They've released more more concept art for Disney's Avatar Land at the Animal Kingdom. As you know, this is taking the place of the former Camp Minnie Mickey. Festival of the Lion King used to be located there. Festival of the Lion King now has its rightful home in Africa. They're also expanding Africa as well, by the way. That actually should be opening in the next few months. I think it's supposed to be open by summer 2015, if I remember correctly. But yeah, so they started to showcase some of the technologies that are going to be utilized in Avatar Land. I'm blown away. I'm really looking forward to the bioluminescent plants.
Did you see that little video they had?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Like the floor surface that changes colors as you walk across it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think like there may not be extreme major like single spot wow factor in Avatar Land, but with Joe Rohde on the project, I mean, if you've ever gone through the queue of Expedition Everest, you know that ride is so immersive with all of the stuff that's in the queue. I think they are going to go crazy with small detail and stuff all within Avatar Land. That's just, I really do think it is going to be like theme park 2.0. I think it's going to be huge.
We'll have to see. It could be cool.
Rumor is there's going to be a boat ride, a boat type ride. Yep. So you'll like ride through part of Avatar Land. But then the other part is that it is rumored that they are doing an improvement to the Soarin' ride platform, and you will fly through Avatar Land on a Soarin' type of attraction. And they're going to have, I think they're, if I've seen the construction drawings correctly, they're going to have 4 screens instead of 2. like they do at Soarin'. So your ride capacity will be much, much higher. So, I mean, the pathways that light up, like floating mountains. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
Whoa. Really cool.
Chris, yeah, I can hear excited. Chris Wood's excited. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
He's really pumped up. Wow. Boy, are we enthusiastic.
I know. Well, I'm excited. And I'm also looking forward to the nighttime show over there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The nighttime show is going to be so cool.
I think it's good, Chris.
I'm sure those animals will really appreciate it.
I know. Maybe you should start a petition for the animals, Chris. That, since
don't
they
think
don't,
I haven't considered it,
they don't
Steve.
Have a voice.
But the thing is, there's not going to be fireworks, though. So,
yeah, Chris. No fireworks. Mm. Just a fountain.
They just hand everyone a candle and they say, wave it in the air.
It'd be a fountain.
It's going to be great.
And meanwhile, in the background, we are the world.
Swaying back and forth.
That's it. Animals
there
love that
go,
song.
See? It's going to be big.
I like it. All right, let's see. Lauren, we're back to you and the Magic Kingdom.
All right. So, Disney announced the dates for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, as well as the Very Merry Christmas Party. Interestingly, that this year they actually did not do a early September date like they did last year. Last year they had like a September 1st date and like the 9th. This year it starts September 15th. And not a ton of dates in September, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 actually. And then it also, they added back in the November 1st date, which they had taken away last year, which I think a lot of people were unhappy about. So the dates are released and it runs September 15th to November 1st. Tickets are not on sale yet. Usually they go on sale in May. So, and I would expect them to be hovering around their same price as normal. And then Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, same thing. They released the dates. It starts November 8th. And it runs through December 18th with various dates. Tickets are not on sale for that yet either. Probably May.
Those are both very good parties.
Yes.
We'll have to see if we can get to one of them this year. We went to, what did we do last year? Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas was nice.
Yeah, you guys did Christmas.
Did you do Halloween?
I actually did both, but I didn't do Christmas with you. Yeah.
Why didn't you do it with us? Oh, that's right. Never mind. Eh. Sorry.
It's a sore subject.
I know. It was awesome.
Yeah, we may do the Halloween party this year.
It's fun.
I'm sure that I'll wind up doing it. Terry always likes it.
All right, Steve, you're up.
Hey, just a little quick news. There was over at Disneyland... Over at Small World, there was a small fire that broke out.
It's apropos. a small fire.
Yes.
That wasn't predictable.
It's a small fire.
Yeah,
small,
I did not see that
small
coming.
Small fire. Yes.
Oh, that's the closest Steve has ever gotten to singing, ever.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve. We're going to have to work up a number for next time.
It was great. So,
don't
yes.
encourage him, Steve.
And was the rumor that it might have been like a firework ember?
I believe that's the rumor. Right. That it was a firework ember.
There you go.
But there was also the rumor that it was the Disneyland ghost.
Oh, it could be.
That's so much better.
The Disneyland ghost.
Oh, I like
makes
that
makes
things
far
too.
More interesting. With the Disney, it was Walt Disney's ghost. He was so mad over the ticket price increases.
Or
ruining my parks.
Or the My Disney Experience.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't have been at Disneyland. That would have only been at Walt Disney World.
Well, you got to wait another year or so, and then
he would have like personally blown up each one of the stupid RFID scanners.
Well, the other thing is that they plan on bringing the Magic Bands to all the parks eventually. They're talking about it for Disneyland Paris, and I'm sure they're talking about it for Disneyland. So. It's only a matter
like
of time.
I really don't think it would work at Disneyland because the way people can kind of come in off the street there, they have to have that kind of second layer of security that the lake provides. I mean, I don't see that style of turnstile or turnstileless entry gate. That's not going to work at Disneyland.
Yeah, I don't know.
That
I've
is
always,
a good point.
I always wondered how well that worked because it seems like. People could just walk right by.
Yeah, my sister did. Oh, when we were there a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
Distracted cast members, like trying to fiddle with someone's magic band to get it to work.
I know.
Other people just walk on by.
That's what I was wondering. But okay. Yeah, so small world.
Okay. All right, I'm going to grab the next one. We're back to Orlando, and we're going to go over to Downtown Disney, a.k.a. Disney Springs, whichever you're going to call it these days.
Disney Springs in the making.
Yeah, I guess. So over at Downtown Disney, they're changing a lot of things, and they're getting rid of some things, adding new things. One thing that has been there for quite a while is the iconic Planet Hollywood globe. And what they're going to do with this one is change it into a Planet Hollywood observatory. Interesting concept. It's going to have an area where you can go to the exterior of the building and actually go out there and have an outdoor terrace and a bar, which is kind of neat. They will have an actual stargazing observatory, and all of this is going to keep in theme with the turn of the century design so that it fits in and matches. This big old globe doesn't really fit with the turn of the century theme right now, and they expect that this will be finished in 2016.
Yeah, because the observatory kind of fits in with the old town and the... Yeah. Water bottling company from the spring and all that, and it kind of looks like it fits in with the design.
Small versus, townish. It's
yeah,
cute.
Versus a giant Planet Hollywood with Schwarzenegger and some spaceship coming out of the side of it.
Yeah, so, I think this will fit a little better.
Yes.
Yeah, because I mean they're gonna have to close because it's a very extensive renovation.
It's
yeah.
a major. Overhaul.
I think they said they were gonna get rid of the lake when we saw. When was it? October, they showed us some sneak peek in November of it at the Earmark conference. And they're going to get rid of the plan is to get rid of the lake that it's in and make it on land as well. So all that, the lake has to be drained and all that filled in.
But it looks like they're adding additional, like streams. There are going to be like moving streams that run through Disney Springs.
Yeah. They showed pictures of that and that looks really cool. They're building like, a bunch of fake springs. They said it's basically they're building like a giant swimming pool that runs all through Disney Springs, and then they're going to fill it with waterfalls and all the water going through all the different areas. So I'm guessing, you know, where all that parking lot used to be out there for the bus parking and the regular parking, wherever, now that the parking garage is there, all of that parking is turning into shops and springs and everything as well. So now they're ripping all that up to build shopping in that area. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Seems like it.
Yeah. I was down there a couple weeks ago when I was there, and it's coming along. It looks really good.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. We're going to do the last one, which is with Chris, and we've got some Magic Band news.
Well, I'm really glad you saved this for last because it's really the most exciting. So, as everyone knows, Flower and Garden started, well, it started today, the 4th, and it'll go till May 17th. And as they do every year, they have new merchandise. And this year, they've got an Anna and Elsa magic band. And the band is going to have Anna and Elsa wearing their outfits that they're wearing and the new Frozen short that's opening. It's going to be released right before the Cinderella movie. Which is starting, it's in theaters on the 13th. So you can get this magic band. It's very cute, actually. I'm sort of sarcastic and over the whole Frozen thing, but it's adorable. And there's only 5,000 of them that are being released. So if you're really excited about Frozen and Flower and Garden, you can go get a special magic band.
I'm excited about Flower and Garden.
I am, too.
I am, too. I'm kind of excited about the Frozen short because I have an 8-year-old girl, so...
Well, that would be cool, too.
I'm kind of excited because I am kind of like an 8-year-old girl.
You know, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, there's like this Frozen sort of, it's kind of, and of course we're going to Norway, so I mean, we'll be getting plenty of Frozen. But I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like on the one hand, it's overdone. And on the other hand, you kind of enjoy it because of the kids. So I can't complain too much.
Yeah. I'm just ready for Flower and Garden because I'm tired of winter.
Me too.
Yeah. But you're not going to get to see it this year.
I need to get down for an extended weekend at some time.
You know what? I could just walk around Epcot during that.
I just think it's
stunning.
Yeah. And just
be
warm.
Well, and they have, go ahead.
And see green plants.
And they have food.
Flowers and eat. I know.
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
Did we say the dates?
It's the 4th of March, which is today. Of course, this will come out a few days after, and through the 17th of May. So it's kind of nice because it always finishes right around Mother's Day. So if you're down there for that weekend, you can enjoy that. And the nice thing about Flower and Garden is, you know, yes, it's a big garden show, and that's awesome in itself, but they have a lot of playgrounds set up. So I always tell parents, you know, maybe you're not thinking your 4 or 5 year old wants to go to Epcot and look at a bunch of flowers, but what they do is they have, you know, several playgrounds. Plus they have things like topiaries made out of, you know, all the characters and
those
Lightning McQueen.
And I'm then excited to see the Frozen ones.
The topiaries
are really cool. Yeah, I haven't
seen
those. Yeah, and of course they have the little fairy houses, which are adorable. So
and the butterfly house.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute. It's probably my favorite. I like it more than Food and Wine. Plus, you have food booths, so that's nice.
And it's not as crowded as Food and Wine can get.
No.
Food and Wine gets a little crazy to me sometimes at night.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. And I'm going to be down there in like 10 days. I'll take some pictures and put them up on the Mouse Chat page so you can all.
You know, she keeps talking about going down there. People are going to think that they're listening to the same show because you're always saying, yep. I'll be down there again.
I am not going back after my March. I'm not going back there until probably.
Okay, wait.
Tell it to the judge.
We're gonna
have to go back a couple. We're gonna have to go back a couple shows.
Wait, you're going when, Chris? What date?
March 13th and 14th, and then I won't be back probably till August.
Any amount of money that she is there sometime in May.
You know what? We kind of considered taking the boys or taking the kids down for Star Wars weekend, but I don't think so.
That's right. Star Wars
I'll take dibs on May. I bet Chris is back in May.
But that's easy for you because we've discussed this already. Because didn't I tell you I was like online looking at DVC, seeing if I could get something. So that's not fair. You're fishing in a baited pond. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Here she goes. She's already wavering.
I've got $5 on May, June, or July.
July we can't go because we're in Disneyland. So,
You just caused me to put $2 more on July.
Crazy. I have DVC points I have to use or I'll lose them. So, I mean, it's not exactly fair to keep me, you know, hold me to this.
I'm at $10 for each month.
We could donate it to charity.
My odds just keep getting better and better.
You know what? It's a seven and a half hour drive in a Prius. It's one tank. What, a tank and a half? It's manageable.
She'll be down there.
She'll so be down there.
Just look for Chris in May. She'll be down there.
Yeah, I'll be skipping.
One in denial saying, I'm really not coming back anytime soon.
Yes. Well, and you know, I like to get my yearly scare from Darth Maul. So that guy freaks me out. So maybe.
Okay. Well, on that freak me out comment, we're going to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can listen to our tunes by downloading them. What? Listen to our tunes?
Steve did sing two words.
I did.
Yes, it'll be out on iTunes soon. No, but really, you can listen to our shows if you go to iTunes or mousechat.net. And if you have comments or questions for us, you can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time on Mouse Chat.